say, using the beginning, in the beginning, see people as a response, dancing, you to have as a response to the rhythm, you to hardly ever get this, yeah, and anyway, you in the beginning, this sort of dancing, right,
we get very excited.
What happens with your audience? What happens?
This changes this formation to some extent, that it can't be altered and sequenced.
What happens?
They have their own set speed, but it can't be altered, in which case...
What happens?
Or they might be actual movement, some sort of liquid.
Well, then the audience gets very excited as well,
so that they can be used very rhythmically.
What happens?
They sort of flip out and...
Well, if we get very excited...
What happens?
Simply flashing spotlights, draw that audience reaction as a direct stimulus. It's quite a revelation to liquid, so that they can be used very rhythmically.
Very important.
All that stuff.
As such.
Yeah. Yes, of course. We're utilising all the volume and all the effects you can get.
Yes, of course.
We play loudly.
Yes, of course.
We play for people to dance to.
Yes, of course. It may be 423 bars later.
Yes, of course.
Intuitive groove, really.
We just sort of let loose a bit.
Intuitive groove, really.
It's for people to dance to.
What happens?
And started hitting the guitar a bit harder and not worrying quite so much about the chords.
Intuitive groove, really.
So we just sort of let loose a bit.
It entirely happened.
All that stuff.
We get very intuitive groove, really.
Yes, of course. This is what dancing is.
Sort of flip out and rush one or two people, maybe.
Yes, of course. Hello. You have as a response to the rhythm.